With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Say hello to President-elect Trump's new choice for Attorney General.
Well, I was a prosecutor. I was a homicide prosecutor for 18 years. I was Florida's first female Attorney General. And I was special advisor to Donald Trump, Office of White House Counsel. But most importantly, I'm his friend.
Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi at a Trump campaign rally in North Carolina a while ago. Bondi is the AG nominee after Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth has met with Republican senators, insisting he is innocent of sexual assault allegations dating back to 2017. He says there was an investigation and that he was completely cleared. Longtime Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania has finally conceded the race to Republican challenger Dave McCormick.
As the first count of ballots is completed, Pennsylvanians can move forward with the knowledge that their voices were heard, whether their vote was the first to be counted or the last.
McCormick's win means Republicans will have a 53-47 Senate majority next year. Also at SRNNews.com, Russia says it was a new type of hypersonic missile it unleashed on Ukraine yesterday.
What the Russians are trying to do is to try and intimidate the Ukrainians and their Western backers from pushing back any further and to gain as much as they can for the next 60 days until the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Former U.S. intel officer, Russia expert Angela Stent. Moscow's retaliating after President Biden allowed Ukraine to fire long-range U.S.-made missiles deep into Russia. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 104 points, NASDAQ futures 83 points lower. This is SRN News. A bill to define male and female is under consideration.
For the first time in the history of the United States, Congress will take up legislation that would clearly state there are only two genders, male and female, and that those designations are based on biology and biology alone. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall, who is a doctor, is the sponsor of the bill. A companion measure will be introduced in the House. Marshall says, quote, "I didn't think we would need legislation to tell us that there are only two sexes, but here we are." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana's plan to make all public school classrooms in the state post the Ten Commandments next year remains on hold after a federal appeals court ruling in New Orleans. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has decided not to block an order by a federal judge in Baton Rouge. He found that the Ten Commandments requirement is overtly religious and unconstitutional and suspended the law pending a full trial in the case. This is SRN News. Where were you in 63? Well, if you were around, chances are you remember what happened 61 years ago today.
The nation is marking 61 years since President John F. Kennedy was assassinated as his motorcade passed through downtown Dallas on November 22, 1963. Even after over six decades, conspiracy theories about what happened that day still swirl, and the desire to follow every thread of information hasn't waned. President-elect Donald Trump made promises over the summer that if reelected, he would declassify the remaining records. At this point, only a few thousand of millions of pages of records related to the assassination have been released. Keith Peters reporting.
J.D. Vance's election as vice president has opened up one of Ohio's U.S. Senate seats for the third time in as many years, and Republican Governor Mike DeWine will fill the vacancy. More details, SRNNews.com.